很高兴哈，跟大家可以在线上啊面对面见面。
Today, I want to sort of talk to you about your thinking and understanding of God.
那我们要啊针对呢，对我们对神的啊这个概念来谈一谈。
Then on the other hand, I want you to think about the purpose of your life.
然后从神的角度来看我们的话，也谈一谈我们的人生的目的是什么。
I know we prayed, but I feel like I just want to just pray just a little bit more.
那我觉得我需要再一次的祷告哈。
Father, as we come before you tonight,
天父，我们到你的面前。
We're asking you to give us a special vision of who you are.
我们特别求你再一次跟我们启示，让我们知道我们所信的神是谁。
Many of us have different ideas in our mind who you are.
有时候我们的概念里面对于神好像有各种不同的这种形象。
But as we look in your word, open up our hearts.
当我们再次看你自己的话语的时候，求你启开，让我们清楚。
We're a needy people in a very needy time.
我们真的是在这个时代非常需要对你更认识的更深。
And we want to be everything we can be for you.
我们都希望我们能够尽其所能的来成全你要我们成全的。
So go with us these next 2 hours.
所以等一下我们的课程，求你特别的跟我们同
在。Open up our minds.
打开我们的心眼。
And our hearts.
我们的心，还有我们的心思。
To your will in each of our lives.
按着你自己的心意，然后帮助每一个人。
Amen.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。Amen.
I want to talk to you about our image of God.
首先我们谈一谈神的属性，他的形象。
You would be surprised how that through our being in church, listening to sermons, even reading the word of God, we get sort of an image of God in our mind.
我们开始对神有一个，我如果讲用素描，就好像没有见不到，但是我们会有一个印象呢，可能是从开始从相信，然后到教会。听讲到各方面或看神的话来塑造这个我们心目中的神是怎么样的神。
I'm asking the Lord to help us tonight to see our God and the purpose he had in what he has done in making you and I and using us as his children.
今天我特别往神造我们成为他的儿女，然后到底他对我们有什么样的一个期待跟目的的这样的心意，来从这个角度我们来探讨。
I want us to go to Genesis, the first chapter.
所以我们来到创世纪的第一章。
And I'm wanting us to see the systematic of way that God works.
那我们来看一下神创造的时候的，从这里来理解我们的神。
Now, our God could have said in one word, let there be, and it could have all come into space.
我们的神不是好像一个魔术师一样哈，就这样一下子一挥呢，全部都出现了，不是这样。
But I want you to notice he has a systematic pattern.
但是呢，他却按着一个很系统性的来创造这个世界。
Now, in the beginning, he said, the earth was dark, it was void, it was empty, there was nothing.
那我们都知道一开始的时候这个整个是混沌，然后是黑暗的。
So in your mind's eye, I want you to think of that, a dark sphere, an emptiness.
一个很空虚而且是很黑暗什么都没有的一个空间。
So the most reasonable thing was, there needs to be a light that we can begin to see what this is all about.
那这样的一个混沌的里面呢，我们很需要，如果我们在那，我们很需要把它有光，让我们看到到底怎么回事。
And the first thing he said was, let there be light.
所以神就说，让我们有光。
But I want you to notice it wasn't let there be a sun.
那还，太阳还没有出来哦。
The light that came was that light from God.
这是从神来的光,
and it separated the night from the day.
那光一出来呢，跟这个黑暗就有了一个分别分开，所以呢，也就把一天分成白天跟晚上。
Now, the second day, it would seem as if the earth was filled, covered with water.
然后第二天的时候、按着次序第二天的时候呢好像整个都充满着水气。
There was no land.
在那里还没有陆地。
But he looked at the water, and he said, let the water be separated.
在这个水面上面呢神说让这个水也分开来。
And when this happened, we noticed that the separation became the water of the sea, but the sky above.
所以下面的水跟上面的水就分开了，一个是天空，一个是下面的、这个像海洋。
So we see then on the second day now, we have the appearance of the sky above and the water beneath.
所以第二天我们已经有天空跟海洋。
But the next day, on the third day, we see that he did something else now.
第三天
He said, I want the waters to be separated.
那再来、就要把那个地上的水跟陆地分开。
The seas he was talking about. And he said, then he called out, let there be dry land.
所以呢神一说话就说呢要有陆地。
And then he said,Let there be plants and trees.
然后陆地要有植物，要有树花啊，这些植物蔬菜。
Now you see how it's a progressive thing, day after day.
你有看到吗？一步一步的。
But a very sensible thing, isn't it?
但是从我们的逻辑来想，哎，这个很合理啊。
First he had the light, and then the sea that was separated, the sky and the sea, and now we see dry land with trees and plants.
所以这三天都是在分开哈，光暗分开，上面下面的水汽分开，然后海洋陆地分开，然后就开始有了植物。
Then the next thing we see,
接下来
on the fourth day, he said, "Let there be the sun."
神说要有
and the moon,
太阳
and the stars,
月亮星辰
and he said, "I want them for seasons and for signs."
那这个目的是做什么？它成为一个时节的定时节的、一些、我们需要的。
So actually the sun was not the light. The light was the power of God that shone upon earth. But the sun became a sign for us for the seasons of the year. And we see the sun, the moon, and the stars.
这些好像一个记号一样、啊、一个、看得见的记号一样。这个太阳本身呢它是太阳有它的神的目的但是跟一开始神它是光照的光是不一样的。
And I want you to see the logical process of how he's bringing the earth into place.
我要我们注意到神在这个创造的时候它的那个系统性还有逻辑性。
Now on the fifth day, he said, let there be sea animals, creatures that will live in the sea.
那么接下来要充满了哈，空中还有海洋充满着一些生物。
And all the beautiful creatures of the sea was made. And then he said, let us have the flying creatures, the birds.
我们都知道在空中的它需要会飞，然后在海里面的它会游，都充满了生物。
And then we go on to see that the sixth day, he did this.
第六天,
he made all the animals first.
所有的动物都出来了。
And finally, he said, let me make man in my own image.
用泥土造了动物之后呢，然后用泥土造了人。
We see here he is making man special.
但是当神造人的时候，特别说按着我们就是啊啊。父子圣灵三位一体的神的形象来造人。
All the rest of the things he said, let there be.
那其他都是说有就有，但到人的时候，神有一个特别的给人的一个形象。
But now we see there is something very special about this thing called man.
那再来，我们看到这个人一出现的时候，这个就是整个一个凸显的一个很特别的。
As he said, out of the dust of the ground.He formed us.
首先用土造了这个样子。
And he didn't just say, get up and go.
没有说嗨起来走路了。
He breathed into us eternal life.
他吹了一口气也就是永生的生命的气息。
It seems to me like God did all of these things step by step for one purpose.
所有前面的一步一步到这个地步的时候呢，就好像就是为了这个目的。
He did it for his creation called man.
为了他所造的人而预备的。
Man that was going to be in his image.
因为人有他的形象。
Man that would have the breath of his life in him.
有他的生气。
And so you see, our God is very systematic.
所以你看到我们的神他是有系统性的。
He moves seemingly in steps.
他是一步一步的来的。
And we're going to find out that that is how God moves out all throughout history.
那我们也一样看到历史上这种系统性的、神的这个工作。
Now it would seem to me that God created all of this beautiful earth for one purpose.
这个美丽的地球的创造就为了一个目的。
For man.
为人的缘故。
You see,Man was not like the angels.
人跟天使是不一样的。
The angels were created separately.
因为天使他很也是很特别的被造的。
But when man breathed into us,
但是当神吹了一口气给人的时候
he put something in us that only lately have scientists understood.
到现在终于这个科学界呢才了解人里面到底有什么?
It's almost like a computer program, and they call it the DNA.
几乎就像一部活的电脑一样，哈，然后到现在呢，对于这个所谓的 DNA 的这样的一个发现呢，就让我们觉得说人真的是很高科技的。
And in that DNA, you and I are something from the past, which is our ancestors, clear back to Eve.And to the future ahead, to when we stand before God.
这个 DNA 一个人哈，你跟我里面的 DNA 就只有你有哈。这个是从你可以回溯到所有你之前的这个根源，一直到延续到我们见主的时候，那就是你。
No, it's wonderful how He made us. I'll tell you the truth.
你不觉得这很奇妙吗？
Why did he really make us?
那到底为什么他要造我们呢?
What did he want?
他要什么呢?
What did he want to make another creation in his tremendous, all across the whole creation of life, take this little planet.
那他神是一个创造宇宙万物的哈，那么这么大的一个他可以创造的这样的一个那么从就是很伟大的创造之间呢，却只有选上这个地球。
And conceive in his mind.
然后把他整个的心思。
That I want to make images that is made in my image with my breath of eternal life.
集中在这个最后所造的人的身上，然后把自己的一口气吹给人之后，这个成为跟他一样永恒的。
Let's go on through the word of God because he always tells us what he wants us to know.
那如果我们对这个很想知道的话，当然神的话也告诉了我们。
You see, that's what prophecy is.
先知书就是先知的预言，就是在告诉我们。
He said to Isaiah one day, I know the beginning from the end.
以赛亚很清楚地告诉我们说，我们的神是从起初知道到最后的。
He was talking about the beginning of history to the end of history.
那意思是说呢，这个整个人类的历史从头到尾他都预告。
And said, I will tell you ahead of time so that you know I am God.
那这个当然包括到还没有到的，可是神却愿意把它预告给我们，让我们先预备心知道，会这样子，好让我们知道他就是神。
But in the Psalms, we're going to find where David cries out. I believe it was David who wrote this. But anyhow, in Psalms 139, let's turn to that.
诗篇139篇大卫的诗。
And we're going to start at the 13th verse.
我们从第13节开始，诗篇139篇，我们从第13节开始。
We're going to get a view of the heart of God.
我们来从这里来看一下 到底神造人的心意是什么。
We're going to get a view of what man means to God.
到底我们身为一个人在神的心目中到底是什么样的一个位置。好，我们从第十三节 You want me to read all the verses or just one by one?
Okay, let's look at the first one.
Okay, 13. 好，第十三节哈，我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已复辟我。
Now he said there, I don't know how it is in your Chinese Bible, but in ours it says, thou hast possessed my reins.
我一切都是你造的。
Now, when we think of reins, as I do, it means that these things that you put on to a horse.
在这里呢，他说呢，这些呢，是在马里面的。
You put a bit in his mouth, and then you have these straps, and you hold on to these straps, and as the rider, you're able to turn the horse this way or turn the horse that way.
So which word is talking about? 他讲的是那个缰，就好像
reins.
I know, but we don't have that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, 好。Anyway, 他讲到好像那个缰，这个让那个马哈咬在嘴巴那个，就是要转它的左右的那个哈。但是我们这里没有。
In other words, he's saying here.I have you that I can, that I know which way I'm going to take you, what you're going to do. I know everything about you.
You talk about verse 13, right?
Yes.
Okay. 意思是说呢，从妈咪所在看的那个经节哈，对不起，我没有去看英文，我应该去看英文。
So you see what?
然后他呢，他说呢，他的就好像说神造我们的时候。等于说呢，就手就放在我们的生命的上面，生命的这个驾，就好像在驾驶我们一样。我知道你应该往哪里去，就这样拥有我们。
What the psalmist is saying, you are master of my secret thoughts.
等于说呢，我们是在他的这个心意里面的一个被造的。
And my intentions.
他对我们有很注意我们有心意的。
And the innermost recesses.Of my soul.
很奇妙的来造我们。
If you can get hold of this, you're going to realize that you, as a person, God has in you on his thoughts. He has his intention. He knows your thoughts. He knows your intentions. He knows the innermost part of your soul.
等于说我们在神的这个心意里面呢，在暗中受造，在深处被联络，被把它让它形成哈。然后呢，我们是因着神的奇妙，然后把我们造成的。
We're not really aware of that, are we?
我们可能都没有意识到，对不对？我们的出生都没有意识到。
But he's very familiar with each one of us.
但是这里告诉我们怎么样？每一个人都是神所熟悉的。
But the psalmist also meant that you not only know me, but you govern me.
那不但是我们属于神的。刚才第一句他在讲说，他好像是一个在骑马的人哈，然后用缰绳在驾驶这个马一样，我们是属于他的。然后呢，他还会带着我们，不但是他拥有我们，而且呢。他还是在我们之上来看顾我们。
For you possess my reins or the things that can turn us, that as you guide, as you would like guiding a horse, and you would pull him to the right and pull him to the left, you possess that. You're in control.
Yeah. 等于说第一个部分是说呢，我们属于他，然后我们要受他的这样的一个控制。
He went on to say in the 13th verse, for,Thou coverest me in my mother's womb. Now we're going to see when this began from the very conception.
Okay, you just start from 13.
Yeah, we're in.
Okay,
we're
so
talking
you,
about
you're
the
not
mothers,
talking about that.
But the、
before.
Mothers. I just took the first phrase. Now,
okay, 好
Thou coverest
okay,
me.
Okay, 好现在又回到十三节了哈。当我在念的时候，好不好？请大家一样的，我们听不到你念，可你大声的一样念哈。十三节，我们再念一次。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已复辟我。
And so we see that, Lord, you knew me from the very moment, actually before that moment, you knew us, when life came into us.
在我还没有成型的时候，你就已经认识我了，然后在我在成型的当中，你就已经深深的知道我。
And then the psalmist went on in the 14th verse and read that, if you will.
好，我们一起来第十四节，我要称谢你。因我受造奇妙可畏， 你的作为奇妙，这是我心生知道的。
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
我受造那么奇妙，我要称谢你。
It's a marvelous thing you've done in making me.
那这个实在是太奇妙了，这样来造，把我造成啊。
And what the psalmist is saying here, and my soul knoweth right well. In other words, David was saying, or the psalmist was saying, and I know, I understand, Lord, that this is my condition. You know me well.
大卫在写这个诗的时候，他自己宣布说，这是我心生知道的，他的受造奇妙，他心里面深深的知道。
Read the 15th verse.
好，十五节，我们一起来自己大声念哈。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。
Here he's talking about the fact that we were put in the womb, and there we were for the 9 months.
那我们知道，这个就是在讲一个婴孩在妈妈的这个子宫里面有9个月的这个形成的这些步骤。
You might say, well, why is that important?
这个重要吗?
Well, you see, it goes on in the 16th verse to tell us what he did with our substance.
好，现在我们来看哈，神怎么看我们16节，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了我，好像我们一天一天长大，那也一天一天盯着我们，你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，还没有被生出来，对不对？你都写在你的册上了。
He wrote us.Every part of us down in a book.
就好像帮我们记成长日记一样哈，把它写在他的册上。
You say, Sister Schwartz, are you sure?
是这样吗？妈咪是这样理解的吗？
Oh yes, this is what he said.
这个不是圣经说的吗？
Even when there wasn't much of me or none of me, I have written you down in a book.
从我还没有成型的体质，神就每一天就帮我们记在他的册上。
Later on in the Word of God, we find that that book is called the Book of Life.
那到后来我们会知道，我们会看到那个册上就是叫做生命册。
And as soon as God conceived us and our parents in the womb, we started, before we started, our name, your name.
在我们还没有生出来，你的名字，我的名字。
Was written down in a book that he has very secure right now.
已经写在他的册上，所以是还没有创世以前，你还没有生出来以前，我们就在他的名册上。
You see, we really mean something to us. Jesus went on to say in Luke 12th chapter, in the 6th verse, Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten by God?
五个麻雀不是卖2分银子吗？
Okay. So、
now, 在神面前一个也不忘记。路加福音12章第6节。
Okay, so we're seeing here he is making a point.
好，这里告诉我们什么呢？
A little sparrow.
那个小麻雀。
It's only worth 2 farthings, the 2 little pennies we might say today.
少少的一点钱就可以买到它。
But not one of them is forgotten before God.
连那么小，那么不起眼的麻雀，在神的眼中都看为宝贵的。
But then he goes on to tell about us.
那接下来呢？那一节，等一下 ，one more verse.
7th verse.
Yeah, 7节 ，Lily, please.
就是你们的头发也都被数过了，不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。路加福音12章第7节。
我们的头发都被过好，然后呢，我们比当然比麻雀更贵重。Okay, go.
So you see how valuable we are to him. He said.
所以你可以比较这个价值吗
？Every hair on our head.
连你的头发，神都数过。
Are numbered.
都数过。
So don't fear. You're more valuable than a sparrow.
然后你自己跟麻雀比比看。比他多贵重呢?
You see, he's pretty well acquainted with us, isn't he?
等于说他对我们是认识的很深,啊,对我们非常的熟悉。
So, and the psalmist said, oh God, how precious are your thoughts unto me.
回到诗篇第十七节,神啊,你的意念向我何等宝贵。
What we gather from this scripture is that we are on God's mind.
等于说呢，我们要了解到。
He knows,
我们在神的心思里面,
He knows us before we were in the womb. In his conception, he wrote our name down in a book.
记得当你当我在妈妈的子宫里面要成型的时候，他就帮我们记载下来了。
Okay, now we see God did this marvelous thing. He's letting us know that we are very special as individuals.
那在这里我要特别提醒的是。这个在提到个别的哈，提到个别的，就说你跟我每一个人，在神的眼中都是非常宝贵的。
He wasn't talking just about creation.
他不是在谈说哦，整个的创造物。
So I want you to understand that whatever your concept of God is, which may be right or wrong, it may be very faint, or it may be that it has grown.But let me remind you that you are on God's mind. He knows you. He knows your thoughts, the intents. He knows everything about you.
不管你对神的理解，他对神的一个属性跟形象是怎么理解的，大小怎么样，真的，或者是虚的，这个都没有关系。但是你要确定，神眼中的你是那么的宝贝。
Now I want you, now let's say,Why did he make us, Sister Schwartz? What's the reason?
为什么他要造我呢?
And in Ephesians, we see that in Ephesians, Paul tells us, gives us a good idea why he made us. Let's go to the first verse.
刚才哈有十七节，妈咪还没有念哈，我把它念完。神啊，你的意念向我何等的宝贵，其数何等的众多。好，现在我们要来从神的话了解说，神啊。你为什么要造我？请我们现在把他的焦点放在我这个人啊，不管你是谁，我这个神所造的啊，这个个体。好，我们要翻到圣经以弗所书第一章。
So let's go over this just a little bit, little of the phrases there. The sixth verse tells us he made us to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein we were made to be acceptable, to be his beloved.
以弗所书第一章第六节告诉我们为什么我被造啊？我们要使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是在他的爱子里所赐给我们的。
In whom we have been redeemed through his blood.
那我们是借着爱子的血蒙救赎。
And we see the ninth verse says,He made us known, he makes known unto us the mysteries of his will.
第九节都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
And in the 11th verse, he said, we have obtained an inheritance. He has given you and I an inheritance.
十一节我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行。做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
You see, he made us that we might be not only his children of creation. That was one thing.
首先我们知道我们是他所造的，而且他看我们为儿女。
But because of the fall and sin came in, no longer could we have that relationship with him.
那因为人的堕落呢，这个关系呢，就像儿女的这个关系呢，就断了。
But that didn't stop God.
但是神没有就此就
罢休。He already created a plan.
他已经预备了这个地球。
He told Eve, he said, I'm going, he told Satan, I am going to make, someone is coming, a man is coming that will bruise your head. You might, I mean, that will crush your head.You might bruise his foot, but he will crush your head.
神在一开始的时候，人堕落之后呢，就对着这个撒旦说呢，会有一个啊女人的后裔要来踩啊，在毁灭你的头。你或许可以咬他的脚跟，他会啊毁灭你的权柄。
He's made us to praise him.
那因为他要我们能够可以来荣耀他。
He made us for his.Pleasure.
他造我们是因着他的美意造的。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象吗?
The God of creation made us for his pleasure.
这一位天地的主，他竟然是造我们这个人 要来，可以让我们可以荣耀他。
What kind of pleasure can we bring?
然后让我们可以让他心意得到满足。到底我们可以让神得到什么样的心意满足呢？
He wants us to love him, worship him.
我们可以用爱他，
obey him,
敬拜他，顺服他，让他的心得到满足。
Because he wants us to live with him forever.
因为他一开始就是定义要我们跟他到永远都在一起的。
You see, I'm not going to go into redemption tonight. What I'm trying to show you is what we mean to God.
那我今天有一个重点，就是希望我们要知道这一点，深深的知道这一点，像神深深知道我们一样啊，到底我在神的眼中有多么宝贝。
So we see now that what he wants.He wants to make us into his image now. Before, it's a broken image because of sin. But he wants to make us into the image of his son.
当人堕落之后呢，就所有的一切都破碎了。好，那么现在呢，好像重新再塑造一样。那现在呢，一开始是他造了人，之后呢，就要让人来重新被塑造像他的儿子耶稣基督。
So the purpose is he wants us as his children, and he wants to make us into the likeness of his son.
那神的独生爱子就成为我们一个好像我们的一个模特儿一样哈。这是我讲的，他没有这样讲，就好像成为我们一个按着他的儿子的这个形象呢，要来重新塑造我们。
Because he wants us to live with him forever.
因为他要我们跟神自己能够永远的在一起。
I hope you get a little more aware.
那希望我们今天能够多一点的意识到这一点。
Of this relationship that God wants.You and I to have.
这个关系就是神一直从创世开始到现在还在工作的，在对我们工作的一个很重要的目的。
You'll notice when he made the earth.
他造了这个天地。
He made it for man.
为人而造。
Man failed him.
人就失败了。
Man sinned.
人犯罪了。
But he didn't throw us aside.
但是呢，他还是没有离开我们。
Because he had breathed in us.His breath.
因为我们有神自己的一股活的气在里面。
And he made his plan.
所以他就为我们有一个计划。
Now, as a person, I found Jesus. I asked him to forgive me. I asked him to come into my heart. I wanted to serve him.
一开始我认识了耶稣，然后我就决定我相信耶稣，而且我要一生的来服侍他，来敬拜他。
I was getting back into the relationship with God that I was made for.
等于说我又跟神的关系又连接起来了。
But you know, as a broken image, what sin did to us.
God, 关系已经连接起来，可是问题是在这个有罪中生的这个人，这个我呢，却里面却是已经是一个破碎的形象。
God made us, but in our fallen state, it's going to take us a lifetime of shaping us into the image of his son.
所以神就刻意的要用我们每一个人的一生不管多久来对每一个他宝贝的儿女做重新塑造的工作。
I just want to give you a small illustration of this.
我用一个很简单的一个形象化的故事来告诉你。
I want to talk to you about a potter.
我要谈到一个陶器。
Who wanted to make a very beautiful teapot.
一个窑匠，一个陶匠，他要造这个一个很漂亮的茶具。
One that was fit for a palace.
One is what?
One that was fit for a palace.
Oh, 那么他要造的这个器皿呢，是可以放在那个王宫里面的。
So he took a lump of clay.
所以开始就找到了一块泥。
And he picked it up.
捡起来。
It was just in a lump.
那不过是一块泥。
So he began to break it in pieces.
那么对于这块泥呢，他需要先把它稍微把它拨开一下。
You know, that's what God has to do with us many times.
这个就像神对每一个人需要做的。
To ever begin to use us.
要把我们塑造成器皿，有价值，可以用之前，一定要帮我们把它，先把它拨开。
We come in as his children.
因为我们是他的儿女。
And as we come in, he has a purpose for every one of our lives.
而且他对每一个人都有他自己的目的。
And he is going to make us into this purpose.
那他要成全他自己对每一个人所命定的目的。
And many times we have to be broken.
所以首先要被好像破碎一样。
Our wills.
比如说我们的意志需要破碎。
Our desires.
我们的意愿需要破碎。
Our ideas.
我们的想法理想需要破碎。
Has to be broken until we yield ourselves to that clay.
一直到我们真的完全的驯服说好。
Becomes more soft and pliable.
让主人好好的来捏我，把我捏到已经软了，开始要造。
And you know, if that clay could talk, it would tell you it hurt.
如果这块泥会讲话的话，可能他会喊出来说好痛啊。
It was hard being broken.
因为被这样捏，然后把它拨开，很痛的。
It's hard to see its defects.
这样的好像就已经不成形了。
The next thing we see that he begins to mold him.Just mold it into this shape.
当把它捏好，捏到有一个韧度的时候呢，接下来第二步呢，就是要用把它弄成一个模型。
Now molding wasn't too much easier.
那要把它弄成模型的时候
，squeeze it,
并没有比这个
he would push his thumb in
前面那个破碎还容易啊。
He would pull it.
他需要把它拉
until he could get it pliable and molded around.
要揉要拉
that he wanted it to be.
然后呢，一直呢，就有点像我们那个圣经说转轮的哈，用这样把它磨啊，然后要把它弄成一个模样。
He would have to cut off a piece here.
那有一些多出来要把它。要把它用刀子把它割掉。
And this process wasn't any fun either.
那这个过程可也不是好玩的。
Sometimes it was hard on that piece of clay. Oh my!
对于这一块泥来讲，实在是越来越难了。
He wanted to cry out, "Why? Oh, why?" But he went on doing it.
或许在想说，为什么？为什么那么难？
Then he took me and put me on a machine.
接下来。他放到一个
and he put this little pot, this pot all shaped up on, and he turned on the machine, and he began to rub me. It was like, oh, it hurt. It was like sandpaper. It was just rubbing me, and it was really hard. But oh, I was so glad when he stopped that.
记得哈，这是一个精品哈。刚才那一步还没有到轮子哈。刚才那一步是用手，这个主人哈。这个陶匠用他的手去捏啊，去把它弄成一个模样。可是现在呢，需要用轮子来把它磨平。
You see, sometimes the potter had to get those rough edges off to make it nice and smooth.
那这个呢，等于说呢，帮我们磨光。
To bring out the beauty in it, to begin to bring out the beauty in it.
这样的话，整个就这个表面上呢，就一方面成型，一方面呢，它是一个光滑的。
And next thing, he put me.In an oven.
接下来放到这个火窑里面去。
And he turned the heat on.
然后把这个火就点开了。
And it got hotter and hotter.
非常的热，越来越热。
Then it felt like I could hardly breathe.
到一个地步呢，都不能呼吸了，很窒息。
And I felt like I could hardly take it any longer.
所以如果这一块你会讲话的话，他可能会说呢，受不了了，受不了了。
When he opened up the door and took it out.
这个时候，这个窑匠就把这个火炉的门打开，把它拿出来。
That air felt so good.
终于吸了一口新鲜的空气。
You ever been through the oven?
有没有靠近过这个火炉？
Ever been through the heat?
有没有去受到那个热度？
Sometimes it's temptation.
那有时候我们的人生好像在火炉里面一样。
Sometimes it's when people persecute us and use us.
试探也好，或者是试炼也好，或者是被逼迫也好。
But now here I am.
好，现在到了这一步。
He put me back on the table.
把我放到桌上来，第四步。
And he brought a pot out and a brush.
现在呢，这个主人呢，拿着一个刷子
，and he began to slop this liquid all over.
然后这个刷子沾了一些漆哈，釉的这个漆哈，开始在我的这个模型上面。
I began to cough.
非常的臭，非常的难闻，就好让我很呛。
I sighed relief when he stopped.
好不容易终于主人停下来了。
But tomorrow, he picked me up and put me in the oven
again. 问题是没有想到又把我放到火炉里面去。
This time, not only was the oven hot, but it smelled. It was taking my breath.
那现在呢，除了那个热度很难受以外，还有那个又烧受热之后那个难闻那个臭味，实在是
太受不了了。I felt like I could hardly make it.
我觉得我不行了。
I didn't know what he was doing. He was making me stronger and harder, so I would not break so easy.
这个过程当中，我都没有意识到，只有觉得很难受，没有意识到说其实呢，我越来越坚固了，越来啊，越成型，越来越好看了。
Put me there on the table.
又拿出来。
I looked myself.
我稍微看一下我自己。
I really was beautiful.
哇，现在看起来真的是很漂亮。
My colors were so beautiful and so bright.
颜色也漂亮。
Wow, something inside of me felt, look at me.
心里面觉得很对自己，觉得好像很自我欣赏啊。你看看我。
I wanted the others to look at me too.
可能如果旁边有其他的一些淘气，他可能说呢，来看看我。
I was feeling pretty good.
我开始感觉很好。
When the potter picked me up again,
这个时候主人又来把我端起来。
And he took me to a closet.
把我放在一个柜子上。
And he put me up on a dark shelf.
然后这个柜子呢的这个房间呢是黑暗没有光的。
And closed the door.
竟然把门关起来了。
And there I was.
我又被放在那里。
Nobody could see me.
都没有人看我啊。
I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there.
也没有人用我，也没有人看我。
Oh my, I was so discouraged.
所以我心里面是很沮丧的。
Why did he make me so beautiful and now set me aside?
经过那么多的这些折磨呢，好不容易那么漂亮，结果怎么把我放在这个一个黑暗的房间里面呢？被冷落了。
Then one day the door was opened.
有一天主人把门打开。
I didn't realize that while I was there, my color was deepening and my beauty was coming out, truly coming out.
现在的我呢，颜色又有点变了，而且呢，更美了。
He took me out.
他就把我拿出来。
He went to this display, a large display.
就把它放在一个非常漂亮的可以摆饰的柜子上。
And he put me right in the center of it.
就把我放在正中央。
I was a majestic teapot.
我是这个主人的一个非常美的一个精品。
Worthy to be in a king's palace.
而且是预备着我要摆放在这个王宫里面的。
I hope you understood.
我希望大家可以理解到。
That when we begin, God has to break us of some things.
这个是我们要被神重新塑造的一个过程。
It's really not easy to be broken.
不容易的。
I was like this. I thought it was all right, but God said, no, that's not good enough. And he broke me.
我自己就像这样子。有时候我想说够了，这样就可以了。
Until I began to mold in his hands, and yes, Lord.
一直在主人的手中继续的让他陶塑，然后呢，到个地步呢，我就顺服下来了。
Then I had to go through some, into the furnace and go through some really hard places.
有时候我也要经过好像火窑的热度在烧。
I couldn't understand it.
我自己不理解。
Then when he took me out, he gave me a beautiful, he gave me, colored me beautifully. I began to look very nice.
我越来越觉得自己被神塑造。
Very workable for God.
越来越像样了哈。
I really felt that this was so much better. I look good.
现在看起来好多了。
But let me tell you, I went into the furnace again.
但是我告诉你，以为我觉得已经差不多了，结果呢，又进到火窑里面去。
And God really, really, somehow that fire strengthened me, and I became stronger. I didn't like it, but I became stronger and more beautiful.
在进入火窑出来之后的现在哈，他讲他过去的这段时间哈，他说我感觉我好像强壮多了，刚强多了，而且我也觉得。更美了。
But come, when I came out, you know, when I began to be useful, I could be useful now. I was beautiful. I could preach.
我相信我更有用了。
I can do things.
不管我在讲的时候呢，我都觉得更多的 啊，可以表达。
But there's still a lot of I in me.
但是我也发现那个我还是在那里。
I can be that.
我希望我可以成为。
So, he had to put me aside.
所以神要把我摆在旁边暗室里面。
You see, sometimes he puts aside with sickness.
有时候呢，我们被搁在一边的时候代表怎么样？我们可能动不了，我们生病了。
There's so many different tragedies that he can put us aside for a little while.
有些时候呢，我们好像瘫掉了一样，我们需要被先放开来。有时候我们碰到一些意外的事情，我们就需要先停下来。
We may go through times like that when we feel alone and we feel like that nobody cares.
或许你会感觉到没有人关心你，没有
人关注你。What he's trying to do is to build a strong and get our vision on him.
但是神的目标就是要你完全的把焦点放在他身上，让你更刚强。
One day,
有一天
he will take my little pot.
他会把我这个被他烧过的这个
and he's going to take me on a journey where I'll never come back.
器皿，然后呢，就往前走了
to the king's palace.
要把我放在王宫里面。
When I stop to think,
我回想我自己。
How much God loves us.
神多么的爱我，多么的爱你。
Some of us sometimes aren't very lovable.
有时候即使我们不可爱。
Sometimes we're proud.
我们骄傲。
Sometimes we think we know it all.
我们以为我们什么都知道。
Sometimes we blame this master builder for making us feel bad, for allowing us to go into things. Why doesn't he take over? Why doesn't he allow...We question him.
有时候我们质问神，我们责怪神，说为什么你容许我的人生碰到这些事情呢？
We begin to doubt if we'll ever to be that teapot.
那自己或许根本就没有期待说我要成为那个很美的那王宫里面的那个器皿。
And out of that, he brings us to the place where we know he is God.
基本上，当我们还在这个阶段的时候，神要我们知道他是神。
I wish today, if there's anything, I pray the Holy Spirit, because I know my words are just words.
我的话或许
But I pray that the Holy Spirit goes to all of us tonight.
我知道我说的话其实可能没有什么，但是我一直在祷告，我求圣灵把这些放到你的心里面去。
I don't care what your situation is.
我不管你目前的处境如何。
To God, you're special.
对神的眼中来看你的话。你仍然是那么宝贝。
He made you what he wanted you to be.
他要你成为他希望你成为的这样的一个结果。
He put you where he wanted to put you.
而且呢，他知道他要把你放在哪里。
He brought you to salvation.
首先，他用救恩把你带出来。
He put something in our heart that wants to do special things for him.
然后开始慢慢的让你的心意里面。很愿意来服侍他。
And all the time he has to rub us off.
在这个当中
rub all those hard places off, all those.
为了让我们成为贵重的器皿，他需要磨你，他需要去雕刻你。
The attitudes he may have to get out of
our life. 你的态度需要被神来琢磨。
But I want you to know, friend.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
It's because he wants to take you home.
只因为他要带着你。
To dwell in his palace.
回去他的王宫。
Forever.
一直到永远。
But you know what he's doing a lot of this for? He's doing a lot of this because he is building us into this image. And he wants us to live in heaven. We're going to be living there.
所以我们的一个很重要的一个认知就是说呢，这个此生的目的就是为了以后要跟他永远的在天上。
So what he's doing is, he's trying to take us through a process of life.
所以他借着我们的人生呢，经过一个历程。
So that we will know how to live in heaven.
好让我们预备，我们知道怎么样住在永恒的天堂里。
And this is what he's preparing us for.
他在预备我们。
And I'm going in the next few weeks, next times that we talk, I'll be talking to you about some of the things that he's doing to us.And why he is doing it.
那下一次呢，我会特别再继续谈到说为什么，到底目的在哪里？我们再继续的谈。
Father, we are your children.
我们一起祷告，天父，我们是你的儿女。
We're the sheep of your pasture.
我们也是你草场上的羊。
And yet you love us so dearly.
你太爱我们了。
you care about us.
你也很关心我们。
Sometimes we may feel you're not there, but you're there.
那有时候我们想说，好像你不在这里。
You're watching over us.
但是你就是在那里，你看着我们。
You may have to take us through some hard things.
或许你要带我们经过一些很难的处境。
To bring the beauty of Christ out in our lives.
但是你的心意就是要让我们能够展现出耶稣基督的美。
But give us the strength and the desire.
求你特别触动我们的心，要这样的意愿。
Work these things out of our lives.
愿意让你在我们的身上来动工
and to make us like Jesus.
然后让我们塑造我们成为像你儿子耶稣的形象。
We pray in Jesus.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
好，神赐福每一位哈。啊，我们给啊五分钟，有没有什么问题？五分钟，关门的to ask question. 是一下，关门的。OK. Yeah. 我们给五分钟哈。
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah. 请问问题。
有一个问题就是我自己心里面呢是不会有困惑，但是因为我现在不是在带小组嘛，然后呢我们就是在查经，然后呢就谈到一个话题，然后就有人有一个困惑，然后呢他就说就是讲到说就是神爱我们嘛，然后圣经上也说就是保护我们的是那不睡觉也不打盹的神，然后若不是他的许可，就是我们的一根骨头都不能折，被就是也不能被折断，然后我们的头发也被数算过，就是类似这样的话题。然后呢，就有的人他就会想不明白，他就说，那神不是这样讲的吗？他就说，那为什么神还会允许说他天天看着我掉那么多头发，然后还允许我去受这些苦呢？他就觉得说，就等于说可能在他和神的关系当中，他不知道怎么切实的去说我去体会到这个神的爱的那个部分，那我要怎么样更好的去回答这个问题呢？
对，你是没有问题的，对不对？你有答案，但是你怎么帮助这样的哈啊哈。
You know, sometimes, we get the idea that God is almost like Santa Claus.
很多时候我们把神的形象塑造成像那个圣诞老公公。
Like a good daddy.
或者是那个一个好好的。
That should make our lives.
好好先生一个爸爸。
That should make our lives always good.
所以好像呢他就是要伺候我们总是过得很
好。That whatever I ask him that he should give to us.
我要什么就能够有什么。
But I'm afraid you've got the wrong. They've got the wrong.
所以这个是对神的形象啊，可能认识的不对了。
I think maybe one thing you're going to have to help them to see that He is God.
那所以我们要帮助他们认识到他是神。
And that if He is willing to do something in our lives, then He will do it. When He sees that it's necessary, this is what will help us. This is what will do good for us.He will do it, but not because we feel like this is what's good for us. We don't always know.
我不晓得这一位职务呢有这样的问题的这样的一个他是弟兄姐妹吗？他是主内的吗？
是的，是的。
OK， 好，那么等于说呢，可能要帮助他对神的认知哈，包括我们刚才讲的他的他的全能，他的创造，然后。他对我们的目的他怎么看我们哈那让他知道说就像父母亲一样孩子要的东西不见得都是好的，类似这样来帮助他理解。
And there's many reasons why God doesn't answer us, and lots of those reasons are because of our own selves.
那基本上呢其实呢神是在刚才妈妈有个重点哈，我们为什么要被剥开，为什么要被破碎呢？因为那个形象已经破掉了，所以要重塑我们啊。所以呢，他整个神的焦点在于要重塑我们，预备我们的永恒，而不是让我们在这个时候过得舒服。
Yes, many times we don't have faith. The faith is not there. The questions are there. Our desires are there. But the true believing that our God is able.Many times, it's just not there.
所以第一个部分就是他对神的认识不够。第二个的话，等于说他的信心需要加强。 即使我现在很难，我现在有我不能接受的整个的环境，那我有没有办法相信这一位神是美善的神，而且相信这位神有能力来处理我的问题，所以加强他的啊对神的认识，还有他的信心。
The motive of what we ask for.
还有
it may not be what it may be a wrong motive.
那还有呢？他的动机需要被修正。
Just to satisfy.
那只有神可以修正他了。
Just make me feel better.
所以呢，我们敬拜神绝对不是为了让我们过得更舒服，
to,
或让我们更啊、感觉更好。
Just to get me out of a bad situation.
好像让我们啊、都不要碰到这些难处。
So you see, what we have to recognize is God, like I said, he knows the intents, he knows the thoughts of our heart, he knows everything about us. So when we ask him, he thoroughly understands us.
神是全能全知的神，当我们想要什么的时候，我们求的什么的时候呢，神，而且神自己的话语，刚才你讲的哈，他梳过我们头发，他怎么样哈，那么他会按照他的话啊去实现，而且呢他也知道我们的动机，所以这些呢他需要知道说神是完全了解我现在的问题啊，或许我不了解神，他了解我的问题，然后我愿意信任他，然后呢我就继续的成长。
And he sent us, he wants us to be humble in our heart.
所以这样的一个情况呢，就是呢他可能要需要在神的塑造的过程中，就是在让他能够认识到我不过是一个人，然后我是泥土所造，然后要他谦卑下来。
And he sent his son to teach us this, thy will be done.
那耶稣的啊到地上来的这个整个的榜样就是说，神啊，愿你的旨意成就。
Jesus didn't want to faceNot only the cross, but the fact that there would be a time when his father would turn his face against him.
即使耶稣他的儿子在十字架上的时候，神也转开不看他，所以他才说，为什么你离弃我？因为他背负着我们的罪。
He cried. He knew why he was coming to earth. But when he came face to face with this, he said, Lord, if you can let this cup pass, but if not,Thy will be done.
你可以让对方知道说，我们的人性上面真的是很痛苦的哈。当然，耶稣的痛苦不是我们想象的只有肉体的，他的那个神要离弃他的那个痛苦哈。那他也曾经说啊、如果可以的话，这个杯离开我。
God's will is.
神了解我们的里面的能够承受多少。
He said that he will bring good out of every situation.
那。我们就尽量把圣经里面的一些原则告诉他，不管现在情况怎么样，神有能力让你得到益处。
Some of us wonder, what is God bringing me through this situation? He knows that he has to humble us. He has to get to the place where we'll be obedient.
然后接下来就学习顺服。
Where we'll see that we can't always have our way.
我们没有办法每一次就是想要什么他就给我们。
There are so many lessons that he wants to teach us.
所以这样的一个、弟兄姐妹的这个成长过程呢，还有一段路要走。
So I guess basically we just have to get a better understanding.
所以帮助他理解说我们的神是怎样的神，那我的位置是在哪里。
Of the heart of God.
然后知道神的心意。一方面也知道我们自己的想法。
He has one desire.
嗯哼，他只有一个意念。
Not to make us happy.
不是他不是让我们生下来为了让我们此生非常的幸福快乐。
He tells us the way of happiness, the joy of the Lord. But when we get discouraged and we get despondent, you know, it's our fault. But it's not that he wants to make us happy or make us wealthy or make us wise. He wants to make us into the likeness of his son so we can dwell with him forever.
当我们只抓着这个时候我们的快不快乐，开不开心，我有没有财富，然后我这个辈子有没有舒服的时候呢，跟神的眼光跟神的目的差太远了，所以呢让他知道没关系、但是呢我们要理解，我们也要去关心说他其实是还幼小、所以就我们就要不是我们不是说好像去打他，好像去挫伤他的心去鼓励他，但是让他知道正确的神的形象，还有他需要在信心上成长。
I'm sure there are many other answers, honey, but the one you can do is, Lord, give me wisdom how to talk to this person.
那
Lord,
小夏，你要求神
and make me understand that I might be able to help.
给你智慧去帮助他哈。我个人是认为说，你用父母亲教导孩子、保护孩子、管教孩子的这个理解来看的话，可能会帮助对方啊，因为他自己也有父母亲啊，那他以后也要成为父母亲，所以呢。可能这个会更能了解神的心。
And when we talk, we love them, we care about them, but we have to make them to recognize who God is, how he works.
一方面我们爱他，我们关心他，我们帮助他，可是问题是他需要自己，好，不是只有听你讲，他需要自己去认知到他所信的神是怎么样的神。
是这样子的，师母哈，因为、就我跟他认识也很多年了，然后最近呢他的确就状态不是很好，所以呢我也就有在私下跟他有我们两个人的那个沟通，然后交流，然后一起祷告的部分、那他的那个部分就是在于说，就是他跟我他很明显说，这些东西我都知道，但是我就是做不到。
嗯哼，那你就说那就等着啦、等到他做得到了，是不是？
明白，那我大概那我因为对于我自己来讲，这个问题就是他不会成为我的困惑。那包括就是，那我就会跟神祷告，就是我就体会你的爱呀。但这个部分他就觉得我体会不到。
我常常会提醒弟兄姐妹说，神绝对不给我教养，或者是捷径，该怎么走就该怎么长就怎么长，好。他我这样的话，那我们就用耐心为他祷告，然后我们跟他讲，他都知道了。那么知道成为一个心里面，那个就是信心啦，我心里面知道还能够领受，然后说跟神说好的，这个就是他的要跨出去的一步，也为他祷告。
好的
，OK。
Well, I want to thank you all. You know, tonight I feel like if there's anyone that can get hold of God and understand him better than you've ever understood him before, I feel like our purpose has been met tonight.
今天晚上我只有一个意愿，我求神帮助当中如果有一个人在今天能够意识到我在神中多么的宝贝。好，刚才我在听后，我一面有这样的一个领受哈，就是说我们常常都说神啊你跟我同在，神啊你跟我同在，其实神是在塑造我们要跟他在一起，等于说他很愿意跟我们同在，可是我们中间还有一些疏离的地方，他就是在他正在塑造我们要跟他在一起，他也很期待我们跟他在一起。好，这是我今天晚上一方面在翻听妈咪讲的时候，我心里面有很大的一个感受。
God bless you, good night.
神赐福每一位。